From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Countries throughout the Middle East are watching events in Iraq closely. Jordan's King Abdullah says yesterday's vote sets a good tone for the entire region. Other Arab observers are more critical, emphasizing the minimal participation by Sunni Muslims. And on the issue of Iraq's influence on President Bush's stated goal of spreading democracy throughout the region, analysts are skeptical. They say balloting under foreign occupation, as seen this month in the Palestinian territories and in Iraq, may send a message to other Arab leaders, but probably not the one the White House wants to send. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Amman, Jordan.
Arab media generally treated yesterday's vote as a historic event and highlighted the estimated high turnout in the face of another bloody day of bomb and mortar attacks intended to derail the vote. But the praise was for the courage of the voters, not the military invasion and occupation that led up to the vote. Arab governments are waiting, along with everyone else, to see what happens next. Analysts say, broadly speaking, success would be a transitional assembly that manages to hold the country together and draft a constitution that respects minority rights. But if the stage has been set for the division of Iraq into fractious Kurdish, Sunni, and Shiite sectors, they say the Bush administration's dream of a democratic Mideast would recede even farther into the realm of improbability. The immediate test will likely fall to Iraq's Shiite majority, expected to seize a power long denied by the Sunni minority. Shahram Chubin with the Geneva Center for Security Policy said this can only please Iraq's neighbor and would-be nuclear power Iran, currently a Shiite theocracy.
From the Iranian point of view, that means two things. One is the ascendancy, political ascendancy of the Shia, but it also means the withdrawal of the United States, which is obviously a very high priority for Tehran.
Jordanian analyst Jamal al-Khatib at the Al-Quds Center for Strategic Studies says it's not at all clear that Iraqi Shia would embrace either Tehran or a strict religious government, but he says the election awakened long-standing fears that a Shia-led Iraq alongside Iran might embolden other Shiite populations in the region to flex their muscle.
But the danger comes if there is a block of Shiites power from Iran to Iraq to eastern Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Syria, and South Lebanon. This would create an imbalance in the political equation of the Arab region.
Arab reform advocates have long seen another imbalance between America's lofty vision of a democratic Middle East and the traditional pursuit of American economic and strategic interests. They say the latter has been marked by lucrative rewards for repressive Arab regimes that cater to the U.S. need for Mideast oil or provide staging areas for the American military. Several analysts said the most recent example was Saturday's news that American oil companies had won 11 of 15 oil contracts offered by Libya, run by the authoritarian leader Muammar Gaddafi. Analyst Labib Kamhawi says it seems to many Arabs that the U.S. is practicing two very different policies at the same time. And he believes that Arab governments intent on their own survival will not look at the Iraqi election as a signal to open up their political systems. He says unlike the Palestinian elections, held in strict accordance with their own existing laws, the Iraqi vote is seen as coming from outside.
The fact that democracy did not generate from within the society itself, and the fact that the U.S. is not rendering any assistance to democratic forces in countries like Egypt or Libya or Saudi Arabia, because they would like to support the existing regimes, make this a dichotomy. You know, people are really puzzled. What does the U.S. want?
Arab commentators say whatever the eventual fate of President Bush's Mideast democracy drive, the urgent and immediate need in Iraq is for the winners in yesterday's vote to reach out to the Sunni minority and to craft a constitution that gives as many Iraqis as possible a stake in the survival of whatever government comes next. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Amman.